नेचर द एंजॉयर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस दिस इज ए 13th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता लॉर्ड इज डिस्क्राइबिंग व्हाट इज दिस मेटीरियल नेचर हु इज द एंजॉयर of this material nature and what is the concept. We are preaching about Krishna consciousness. Now in this chapter, Krishna himself is describing what is Krishna consciousness. Arjuna was, Arjuna inquired, Prakitiṃ Purusaṃ caiva Kshetraṃ Kshetravyam eva ca etat veditum icchāmi jñānaṃ gyānaṃ ca kesaṃ. Krishna is addressed here as Kesava. The killer of the Kesi Osu. You know in Vrindavan there is Kesi Ghat. The Kesi Ghat is famous because Krishna killed one Asura of the name Kesi. He appeared in Vrindavan as a ferocious horse. And Krishna killed him. Since then, his name is Kesava. Krishna has got many names. According to his activities, he killed the demon Madhu. Therefore, his name is Madhusudana. He killed the demon Kamsa. Therefore, his name is Kamsari. There are many names. Some of the names are in relationship with the devotees, and some of the names are there in relationship with the demons. There are two kinds of men. The devotees and the demons. Deva Asuraivacha. Dau Bhutasabdo Loki Deva Asuraivacha. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavi Deva Asurasta Vipari. Throughout the universe, there are two classes of men. One is called Devata and the other is called Asura. Devata means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavit Deva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vishnu. Vishnu has got Sahasra Vishnu name there. The original is Vishnu. So those who are devotees of the Lord, they are called Vaishnava or Devata. And those who are not devotees of Vishnu, maybe devotees of other demigods, but they were called the demons or the asura. There are many instances in the Shastra that Hiranyakashipu was a devotee of Lord Brahma. Of course, the asuras are never devotees. Sometimes they worship the demigods for getting some material profit. Kankhantam karmanam siddhi jajanti iha devata. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Kankhantam karmanam siddhi. Here everyone is engaged in fruity activities karma. Karma in this life and karma in the next life. Performing these sacrifices, giving in charity, pious activities, they are also karma. They are meant for giving opportunity in the next life, a position in the heavenly planet or similar other higher planetary system where the standard of giving is very, very comfortable. Thousands and thousands are better than the standard of life in this planet. But that is also karma. Kāṁsantam karmanāna siddhi jajanti yadevutā. The people, they want to enjoy life within this material world. But actually, there is no enjoyment in the material world. Because Krishna says, there is birth, there is death, there is old age, and there is disease. So, where is your happiness? After all, you have to die. Suppose I met very good arrangement, very nice house, very nice bank balance, very nice wife, children, everything. But death can come at any moment, then where is your perfection? If after so much hard labor, everything is ready for enjoyment, but I am called by Jamaraj, Mrittu Sarva Harastra Hom. Death takes away everything. Therefore, you cannot say the arrangement you made for happy life is perfect. That is not perfect. But foolish people, they do not know what is perfection. They simply want superficial, temporary happiness. Never mind what will happen next life or 2 years after, just like children. They want to play without caring for future life. But it is the duty of the guardians to engage them in education so that in future they may be happy. Similarly, all the great sages, saintly persons, just like Vyāsadeva, Nārada, Jīvara, Vasiṣṭha, many, many great saintly persons, sages, even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes to give us instruction so that we can become eternally happy. Unfortunately, in this age, which is called Kali Yuga, that the people are so low-grade that they do not like to hear all these instructions of great sages, saintly persons, or even of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the defect of this age. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Mandla. Mandla means slow, at the same time, very bad. Mandla svandha vatayo mandha bhagya jivatta prayena alpayayusa palavvatsin jivetana. In these days, people are short-giving, their duration of life is very, very short. So much so, that at the end of this age, the duration of life will come down to 20 years to 30 years. A man of 25 years is considered as very old man. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And there will be scarcity of food. On account of the scarcity of food, people will not grow very healthy. It is already happening. Rice is selling 7 rupees kilo, 9 rupees kilo. How poor man will eat? So the more the Kali Yuga will advance, now you are getting 10 rupees or 12 rupees or 9 rupees kilo rice, but rice is not available at all. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because people are becoming godless, naturally the material nature will put them into suffering. That is the law of it. Just like if you become criminal, the police department is there. The police department will give you pains, chastise. Similarly, the more you become godless, the more you become careless to fulfill the mission of human life, the more nature will give us trouble. There will be no rest. Anavrsti. Anavrsti and durvikha, scarcity of foodstuff and taxation by the government. These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And people will become so much harassed by these three things, that they will voluntarily give up their sattva home and go to the forest. Therefore, those who are acquiring intelligence, they should not neglect this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. It is the greatest welfare movement for the whole human society. To make people God conscious, Krishna conscious. Without which, there will be so many troubles, which is already there. So, everyone is trying to enjoy the prakriti, the material nature. Therefore, the question is, prakriti purusam caiva. Khetram 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 khetradam eva. This is material nature. And anyone who is trying to enjoy this material nature, he is called Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. And prakriti means enjoy. Just like in our ordinary life, we see a man is supposed to be enjoyer, and the old man is supposed to be enjoyer. Similarly, prakriti is feminine gender, and purusha is masculine gender. Anyone who is trying to enjoy, he is purusha. It doesn't matter outwardly, he is dressed as man or woman. If he has got the desire to enjoy, that is called purusha. That is, object that is enjoyed, that is called prakriti. So, Arjuna is asking this question. Prakriti purusha chai. Kindly give me instruction about this prakriti and purusha. Kshetram. Kshetram means the field of activity. And Khetravya, Khetravya means one who knows, this is my field. Just like the cultivator, he cultivates the land. From government, there is demarcation of the land. The cultivator knows, this is my portion of that. Similarly, every one of us, we are cultivating. And we have given a field. This is the body. The spirit soul is the owner of the body or the occupier of the body. Actually, he is not the owner. That will be explained by Krishna. Idam sariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidhiyate. This body, my dear Arjuna, is called Kshetra. Kshetra means the field of activities. I am a human being. Because I have got this body, I am acting in a different way than the cats and dogs. Because he has got a different cherry purpose. His field of activity is different. My field of activity is different. So according to the body, we are acting. Idam Sariram Kshetram. And there are 8,400,000 types of bodies. Jarajana, Rukhani, Khabra, Rukhavinsati, Srimayo, Buddha, Samkata. Not one type of body. 900,000 forms of body in the world. Jarajana, Rukhani. The botanists are the expert scientists. They cannot say how many forms of life are there in the water. Khabara lokavinsati. The botanists there are, but they do not know how many forms of vegetable, trees and plants are there. But in the Shastra it is said, Khabara lokavinsati. 2,000,000 types of bodies, trees, plants, grass, 2,000,000. Everything is specifically mentioned. In this way, there are insects also, Himayo Rudra Sankhata, there are birds, Pakshinam Nathalakhatam, 10,000,000, 1,000,000 types of birds. So, human being, Manusa, Chaturlokhani, only 400,000 forms of human form of life, offering the civilized form of life, especially those who are born in India. To take birth in India, Bharatvarsha, is a great fortune. Unfortunately, we are neglecting this facility given by nature. Because in India, there were so many saintly persons, so many great sages, even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he descended on this country, India, Bharatvarsha. There were kings like Maharaj Bharat, there were kings like Maharaj Ikhaku, there were kings like Maharaj Rishi, Purithi, so many. Unfortunately, we are neglecting our own culture. We are now imitating how to become technologists. This is the position of India. Nobody is interested to take this culture of Krishna consciousness seriously. But in the Western countries, where they have kept very well the fruits of material advancement of life, therefore the young men there, they are not very much interested to live like their fathers and forefathers. They are taking very much interest in the consciousness. So, in India, they have come that material happiness is not all. That is required to make the best use of a bad bargain. But our ultimate goal of life is spiritual realization. The Bhagavad Gita is there. So many other shastras are there. But Bhagavad Gita is the beginning of spiritual life. ABCD. So, even if we do not learn the ABCD of spiritual life, how our life will be successful in the mission? So our only aim is to spread this Krishna consciousness, spiritual life all over the world. We have got more than 100 temples all over the world. But we wanted one also in Bombay. Therefore, we took this land. It was not meant for making any business. Even if we had this land, after paying so much money, we are not going to make any profit out of it. The money will be blocked. But if we want to have it, it is for the reason that the people of Bombay may take interest in Krishna consciousness movement so that their life may become successful. So, I will remain here for a few days. I will come here in the evening. If you like, you can come also and hear from Bhagavad Gita, and we shall be very happy. Thank you very much. Thank you.